there is time. Let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today John Berry Jr. He is an attorney, he's an author, he's an Army veteran, and he is going to chat with us this week about employing veterans, some challenges that veterans do face with PTSD, and how his law firm helps them, and also how we can help veterans integrate into the world. So great to have you on the phone. Thanks so much for calling in today, John. First of all, I want to ask a little bit more about what your firm does, because before we went on the air, we're talking obviously right before Veterans Day, and Veterans Day is a day, of course, when we think to honor our veterans, but we should be honoring them all year, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely, all year long. And really, that's kind of where our firm comes from. My father was a Vietnam veteran. He had a famous case where he represented the commander of the 5th Special Forces, these are the Green Berets, in a murder trial. He got the case dismissed. He went back to New York. And then he moved to the Midwest. He started representing veterans legal issues, I guess problems that manifested themselves as legal issues, right, for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And remember, back in the 70s, we didn't have a diagnosis called post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we didn't really understand the disability. They used to call it shell shock and other things from other wars, but sure, Nobody really understood it. So my dad was representing all these veterans, whether it was a divorce or a criminal proceeding. He noticed these problems, and they were having difficulty getting their benefits through the VA. And he's saying, well, why aren't these veterans getting benefits? And so he started doing it as a pro bono service. Then there were some changes in the law, and now it's become a huge part of our law firm. And we represent veterans in all 50 states, and we represent quite a few veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. It certainly is. It's great to give back to our heroes. You know, the question is always, who do you want to be a hero to? And there's no better person than your personal heroes. And mine have always been members of the armed forces.
Well, let's talk about your armed forces career, because certainly that gives you street cred when you're chatting with some of your clients.
Sure. So I was commissioned as an infantry officer in the Army in the 1990s. Went to airborne school, ranger school, deployed to Bosnia in 1999. And then I got out to go to law school, and I stayed in the National Guard. And then, within a couple years, I was a company commander deploying to Iraq. And so I deployed to Bosnia, I deployed to Iraq. I came back in 2006. And I was going to get out of the Guard altogether, but I got a promotion, got some great opportunities, and I ended up staying in for 20 years, retiring as a lieutenant colonel while practicing law. I've never been a JAG lawyer. I've always been a line officer, but I would not trade my military experience for anything, and especially the relationships, and that's what's meant the world to me, and that's why I enjoy working with veterans so much.
Well, what can we do if we are faced with hiring a veteran versus a non-veteran?
Well, I say hire the veteran, and, that's from my experience. I think that, generally, veterans are batteries included, right? What that means is, they come in high energy, high accountability. Now, that doesn't always mean that every veteran off the street is a great hire. Certainly there are people that don't make it in the military. There certainly are people in the military who are high performers, and then there are those who are not. But I can tell you, from what we've seen, most of the veterans that have deployed or completed their service with an honorable discharge, they're above and beyond their peers. I mean, we live in a time when people bemoan the millennials living in their parents' houses and the lack of responsibility of this generation, and yet, and the veterans that come from this generation are the complete opposite of the stereotypes we've heard, right? They say that these millennials do this, they don't do that. But the reality is the veterans that we've hired that are millennials are just rock stars. I mean, hard workers, smart kids, and definitely the type of people you want on your team.
And many of the people that retire as veterans, if they've been in the military at a young age, they're coming to you at still a relatively young age with all this experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm retired and I'm 45. I think I'm still pretty young. But,
you are.
But I have, we've had people that, I mean, we have every branch of service in our law firm, Navy, Marine, Air Force, Army, and even the Coast Guard. And so, you know, but the thing is, some of them have been in a few years. Some of them have done over 20 years. But I think the great thing is we all, the camaraderie's there, right, where everybody knows what it means to put the mission first, but to always take care of your people. And I think in any organization, that's paramount. And when you have a culture where everybody understands that and respects that and lives that, you're going to be successful.
And how do people that are retired veterans get out into the real world and promote themselves in the ways that you just said?
You know, I think there's a lot of ways. What I've seen that's interesting to me was about 10 years ago, everybody I knew in the military was on LinkedIn. You know, they were all, and LinkedIn is still a great, I think, social platform for that because we can look at, you know, people's military history. But also I can tell you that, you know, some military units have Facebook groups and stuff like that. And so, it comes down to this, connections. I would tell you that the best people I've hired on my leadership team, which are almost all veterans, it was all through a friend or we had served together or, you know, somehow I knew somebody. And I think that social capital, that those connections you have from the military are huge. I think most veterans know someone who is just become a superstar, is very influential right when they come out of service. And it's amazing when you have those relationships, not only can they help people find jobs, but they can also help employers. And so I would say, you know, for veterans, or I should say active military right now, you know, maintain those social relationships because those are going to pay off in the future, whether you need a reference from somebody or it's just somebody knowing somebody. The military connection is huge. And I would say that, you know, I've always been surprised by, can go just about anywhere and talk to a veteran, and it turns out somebody knows somebody that I knew from somewhere.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
I can verify that person, right? Is this a good person? Did you work with them? How were they? I mean, so yeah, I think it's about maintaining the relationship.
So tell us more about your law firm in particular.
Right, so Barry Law Firm, we represent veterans in all 50 states. Yeah, half of our firm does veterans disability appeals, where we help veterans if they file a claim with the Veterans Administration and they get denied, which means either they're not granted service connection for a disability that incurred in service, or they're not given the right effective date, which means maybe they filed a claim several years ago and the VA never got around to actually processing the claim, or they were granted at a rate that below what they should have been rated under the Code of Federal Regulations. They can appeal that. And so we have a lot of veterans who initially file claims to the VA, and it can take them 6 months, a year, 2 years to get a decision. And then if that decision is inaccurate, the veteran has the right to appeal that decision. And that's what we help them do. The way it works is every state and territory have a regional office. Some, like Texas, have, you know, they have Waco and Houston. So some of them actually had two regional offices at one point. And the point is that the veterans file those claims, and then they can appeal those claims to a board in D.C., and then the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and then up to the Federal Circuit, and finally the United States Supreme Court. So there's a federal appellate track, and usually when it gets that complicated, veterans need attorneys to help sort through that. And there's nobody better than those who have speak the language, have been in the military, and have the passion for helping their fellow veterans.
Well, it really is a great service, and the fact that the system's so complicated that you need an attorney is kind of disheartening.
Yeah, it is, you know, and we've actually hired a lot of great former VA workers from the Veterans Administration, and some of them are also veterans, and I think it's difficult. It's a large bureaucracy, and remember this, think back to September 11th. You know, my dad, I can think back as I was, you know, I was in law school then, and I was thinking, you know, my dad's representing all these Vietnam veterans and Gulf War veterans, but, you know, is this going to last? There's not going to be another conflict, you know? Bosnia didn't blow up as bad as we thought. There was Bosnia, Kosovo, and then all of a sudden September 11th hit. There was no way we knew that we were going to be in a war for over a decade.
Right.
And multiple wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we created way more veterans than the system was designed to, process those claims. And so we also had these great technological advances, like the sappy plates for our flak vests and the ACH helmet, which replaced the Kevlar helmet, and the up-armored Humvees that helped veterans or military service members survive attacks, roadside bombs, sniper attacks, ambushes. But the problem is that that created more injured veterans.
Mm.
And so we had more traumatic brain injuries. And of course, you know, more post-traumatic stress disorder.
So do you think we're doing enough for veterans?
You know, I think we're trying, right? I think the effort is definitely there. I mean, I look at how horribly we treated our Vietnam veterans. You know, I came back to a parade in 2000. I came back through the airports and people were cheering, which is a lot different reception than my father got coming back from Vietnam. So I think we certainly have made a lot of progress. And I think the VA hospitals are good, despite, you know, the bad press they may get, because it's a great place for veterans to go to be with other veterans, and there's a sense of community around that. But could we do more? Absolutely. We could do more for veterans' education. We could provide better health care. And I do worry about those veterans in rural areas, right, where there's not a VA hospital nearby. There's barely a county hospital, right, where, you know, and so how do we take care of those veterans in those rural areas? They don't have the same opportunities. And maybe it's going to be with technology. Maybe it's going to be telemedicine. But we need to make sure that we're taking care of our veterans, not just in the urban areas, but in the rural areas as well.
What are some of the other challenges you think that veterans face?
Well, they don't want to ask for help. I mean, we're a proud bunch of people, right? Mm-hmm. We don't need help, and we don't need doctors, and that's the mentality. And I think it's always difficult to ask for help. You know, and people are scared, right, that if I'm declared to have a mental health disability, will the government come take my firearms? Also, you know, well, if I'm a leader in the military and I'm still on active duty, I don't want people to think that I'm crazy, right? So then what happens is people who need help don't get it. And it takes courage to ask for help. And it takes, you know, a lot of courage to admit that you have a problem. And the thing is this, if the veterans don't address it, then what ends up happening is, like I said, it manifests itself in several different ways. It affects whether it's legal problems, relationship problems, or secondary issues like substance abuse. It needs to be dealt with. But I think we need to educate veterans on their benefits, their ability to get help, and their, quite frankly, the disability benefits. They shouldn't be ashamed. They've earned those benefits, you know, through the injuries and that they've sustained because they took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and went overseas and did it. And for some, they're injured in training here. And you know, I mean, it's, once again, I mean, these people are the people that they're the reason why we're free. And mm-hmm. if they're injured protecting our freedom, well, then we should make sure they're taken care of.
Can you speak to some of the things that your law firm is working on, you know, without giving names, but some of the specific cases?
Sure. I wrote a book called The Next Battle, and you can find it on our website, PTSDlawyers.com. I mean, it talks through a lot of the red tape battles some veterans have had getting disability benefits, and just the fight to, hey, you file a claim and you think that, okay, they're going to grant my claim, and then years later nothing has happened and they need to appeal it, and what they need to do. And some veterans need to get independent medical examinations. Some veterans need verifications like buddy statements showing that they were injured in service. You know, we thought that when we digitized the medical records the medical service records, that somehow that would help. And this happened when I was in Iraq. We were, you know, they were making digital medical records. But the reality is they're still lost records, and we still need to be able to verify that these injuries happened in service. And, oh, by the way, let's face it, for most of us that have been out to the sandbox, you don't go to sick call a lot. You don't go to the hospital a lot, especially when really bad things are happening to your buddies. And so there are some injuries and disabilities that have not been documented because the soldiers didn't ask for help. Mm. Right? They didn't report the injury because they figured they'd just suck it up, because if you're injured, you know, you're weak, right? So they didn't want to put themselves in that position.
So your firm works with people from all across the country?
That's correct. We represent veterans in every state right now.
So if people want to get a hold of you, John, how could they go about doing that?
Sure. So probably the best way is through our website, PTSDlawyers.com, as in post-traumatic stress disorder lawyers.com. Now, we handle every type of disability claim, but we're known for representing veterans with PTSD. Or we have a toll-free number, 1-888-883-2483. Or just Google Barry Law Firm Veterans. Yep, I'm sure we'll come up.
Thanks for all you're doing to help people that are veterans and people that have the effects of PTSD. That's something that people can overcome, isn't it?
Well, thank you, and thanks for the acknowledgement. And yes, absolutely. You know, I think back, I had one of my squad leaders, that I think when I was, when I was a soldier from before, I've had a lot of different NCOs work for me, but I can think of one specific one that, you know, he started a gym to help soldiers with PTSD, a CrossFit gym. And I've known a lot of lawyers, business people who were veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, and they overcome it, I think, a lot of times by finding their team again, finding a mission, mm-hmm. finding a purpose, and then it's with that team that they're able to overcome some of those issues. Now, for some people's post-traumatic stress disorder, it affects them differently. And for some people, it is completely debilitating. They cannot work. But for others, you know, it's one of those things where they just need some support, and we need to make sure that we get it to them.
We love that. John, thanks so much for calling in today. John Barry, he is an Army veteran. He's an attorney. He's an author. And we are thrilled that he called in to talk about veterans during this Veterans Day week. And we wish you continued success. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.